Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you? It's been a while. Did you get a bit of colour?
Pink.
Come here quickly while I have you.
Go on.
What's this?
This?
Yeah.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted. Whoa, whoa. Do, 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 do. I hope we don't get done for...
Yeah, we're done now.
Whatever. Bon Jovi's going to sue us.
Someone's at the door like... Me, were you singing the music of John Bon Jovi?
And it was so good that they're going to think it was the real recording.
Yeah.
No, this is Smelling Sunset.
And what's that when it's at home?
Well, sure, it's a podcast done by us,
yeah,
for you, about the Netflix show Smelling Sunset. And this is Series 5, Episode 7, and It's Getting Personal is the title of the episode.
Beautiful. And it is. Oh, it is.
Did you read... I read the description.
I was like, it's giving personal.
Did you read the description of the episode?
No, I never do.
May I read it to you?
Please.
This is like word for word what it says.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk, colon. Chelsea hears from Heather while Davina confronts Christine about her catty quips. Jason's mom grills Chriselle and her son over bites. And I thought to myself, does Chriselle have a son?
No, not yet.
She wants one.
We all do.
Do we?
No.
And this episode is 35 minutes long.
Yeah, and that's about it. Okay, thanks. Bye.
So we open up Mary's listing and she's pushing open some sliding doors as they love to do.
Trademark. I suppose to tee up the episode, this was very house heavy. The episodes are either very drama heavy or very house heavy. This was a housey.
This was a business episode.
And the business is getting personal.
Mary's pushing open the sliding doors. Chelsea arrives some guy with a t-shirt that says Naked Wolf with an E on it.
His name is Cooper.
As we find out later, which Cooper is a person who makes barrels.
Oh.
But this guy, he makes shoes.
Is this true?
Yeah, he's a shoe designer.
Alright. Cool. Everyone piled in. Davina said, wow, it's amazing.
Yeah, there was like a split second of Davina arriving. This is amazing.
Okay, thanks for the reaction shot. Go.
This is amazing.
What a vapid thing to say.
I mean, they all think it's amazing. Amazing.
It was nice.
All the clients are in with all their little, all the gals from the office, and Mary's trying to make it a competition.
I heard, like, I earwigged another Brit in the crowd.
I think that was the Wolf.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Oh, mate. I wonder, was Chelsea threatened? Is the only almost Brit.
It was her client.
Oh, she brought a Brit?
Yeah, she brought a Brit.
It's like break a back. Bring a Brit.
They're all like talking to their clients. Their client's like, yeah, I love it. Wow, I love it. And then we get to Davina talking to her client. Davina's client is like, oh, my mom would be freaked out to drive here.
And she just said, okay. She said, no. Like, do your job. Sell it. Like, maybe she could fly. There's a helicopter pad on the roof. She just said nothing. Like, okay. Good feedback.
Yeah, Davina is still failing.
Not great at her job, but fun on the telly.
Yeah.
Chelsea was like, oh, wow, there's a Sub-Zero fridge. Does she mean a freezer?
Wow. Yeah, what the... What?
A Sub-Zero... That's a freezer. That's a deep freeze.
That's what we call freezers back in old Blighty.
You wouldn't know it.
Chelsea and Heather meet for the first time?
Which, yeah, I thought they already had, so didn't care and didn't need to see it.
Yeah,
she went like, Chelsea Lelsey, and shook her hand. Stop giving your surname.
Heather Leather.
Can we call them that? Chelsea Lelsey and Heather Leather.
We can. It was a boring meeting. They spoke about everything that happened before that we've spoken about a million times. At one point, Chelsea said, I understand we're all ladies, so shit's going to happen.
Does that not happen with the men?
I thought women didn't shit.
We don't, famously. We don't have buttholes. Chelsea was wearing just the worst pair of sunglasses I've ever seen. I think I gave that title to a pair that possibly Mary wore in the past. This one goes to Chelsea. They look like Steve Jobs meets Wednesday Addams.
Oh, nice.
Awful. Bad, awful. Hated them.
I think we need to have a new sort of every episode we get a Kira's worst glasses she's ever seen in her life moment of the episode.
We are keeping that little soundbite because that's incredible.
That's kind of everything that happens,
yeah,
at that bit.
Let's go.
Christine arrives at some cake place.
Yeah, a little cake shop of the afternoon. Okay.
This is like a running theme for Christine. She had her weird little birthday cake.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
Now she's having this cake with Davina's there.
She just loves cake. And what flavor, what adventurous flavor did they both get?
Well, let's blame Davina first of all, because she ordered first. Vanilla.
Fucking vanilla. Of course.
I mean, vanilla's a nice flavor.
Yeah, but if you could have any flavor in the world, vanilla? No. Pistachio always first. Christine got banana pudding. What a clapped. You're in a cake shop. You can have anything and you get a vanilla cupcake and a banana pudding. Go home. Go to bed, bitch.
They talk about the flowers at Heather's bridal shower. It's boring. And then Davina's like, did you tell Amanza that I just desperately want to be liked by people?
I mean, fair question. And she did.
And she did, but she starts saying, no, I didn't. And then as the conversation goes on, she goes, well, I would have told you to your face, but also she shouldn't have told you that I said that.
But also
but I didn't say it.
You have the opportunity to say it to her face now and you're not saying it.
Yeah.
Coward.
And Christina makes some big weird like, oh my God faces at one point and
about
noises.
The cake or the conversation?
No, just about the conversation. I don't even understand why it happened. I just wrote it down, I'm saying it.
You're not going to make that sound over banana pudding, I can tell you.
No.
Did you notice the table was like comically small for the amount of things they had on it? And also continuity. They never ordered coffee, but coffee came to the table.
They just know.
What was it? Complimentary coffee? Can I go there?
Only if you order a banana pod.
Just another remark as well. The lighting is insane on this show. They don't have noses. Like, the light just bounces off their faces. Who's doing it and where can I find them?
Do they look like they've got little snake nose holes?
They're little Voldemort looking faces. Like, they are smooth as hell. It's the best lighting I've ever seen on a TV show. It's great.
Davina said, I've made friends with the girls, why can't you? To Christine. Like, Christine, in her usual way, is like, I am friendly to them. They have to be friends with me, or whatever.
Also, Davina, like, shit. Hasn't made friends with them. Like, they don't like her.
Which Christine, I think, says in her confessional, which is kind of rude.
Rude.
But you're saying it too?
Well, I'm allowed, because I'm a discusser of the show. Who do you think paid the bill? Do you think they split it?
I'd say Davina paid the bill, because I don't know if Christine had any pockets.
Okay, good, yeah. I would have thought Christine just because it's a power move, but when you talk about the pockets, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
She's Apple Pay on her phone, doesn't trust it a bit. Because her husband works in tech, I think. So he's like, babe, don't give them anything. Jason and Deborah, also known as Jason's mom,
yeah,
went for a little drink. She started by saying, yeah, Monday was deadlift day. His mom deadlifts.
Yeah. She also says, I love champagne in the morning.
She's animal.
I gotta say,
for someone with two very tame and boring sons, she's a loose cannon.
Yeah, I agree. I have to, like, she was a great addition to the episode.
She was fun. I liked her, especially when she went, oi vey.
Prichelle arrives and
all hell broke loose. My God, there was tears, there was cheers, there was queers.
Prichelle. Yeah. You're right. And we don't know about his mom.
We don't know about Jason either.
Someone says, like, oh, he doesn't introduce his mother to people, except on this TV show watched by millions.
Yeah. There's no way he's never introduced her to someone. She was lovely, though. She was very warm.
She also was like, before we get down to, before we, would you get married? Are you going to have babies? It just was like, so,
would you give him a kidney? What about your liver? So much thrown at this poor lady.
Jason says something about, like, they're talking about having kids. Jason is about finding someone you trust as a mother, which is like a real dig to every other woman he's ever gone out with.
And kind of Chriselle as well. He's like, I'm not sure. I'm looking for someone who I'd trust to be a mother. And she's right beside him. And he's just like, so I'm still looking, mom. High five.
Moving on to everybody's favorite flirt, Emma, at her new listing. And Paul Mescal is there.
Mescal. Oh my God. With his empanadas and his little horn for Emma.
Yeah. This is Mika. It's not actually Mika. It's not actually Paul Mescal, it's just the guy that we're calling Paul Mescal.
Mezcal.
There's a vase on the table that just looks like a huge parsnip.
I didn't see that. Now, that's a selling point for me.
Everything's very beige.
Yeah, I wrote it. We had conflicting opinions here, but I was like, every house is the exact same.
I liked, like, I don't know, there was something about this house I kind of liked. And maybe it was just I was watching this episode with a slight amount of optimism, which I usually don't have going into these episodes, but I kind of liked the houses. Although every time they got to the roof and there was that fake grass,
I hated that. I hate that. That really ruins my joie de vivre. Emma was like, wow, amazing view. And you could see like half a mile. It was so smoggy.
Yeah.
What was she seeing?
Also, the view in every house is the same.
The exact same. It's just hills, some dirt, and like...
And a bunch of other houses.
Smog. The beautiful sunset that they're selling.
And Micah says something about, a home is not a home without mezcal and empanadas.
Yeah. You know that saying that we all have hanging in our homes? Home is where the heart is. Also the empanadas and the mezcal.
Emma's such an awkward flirt. I don't know if you had a favorite flirting moment from her.
I have an awkward moment from him.
Oh, please.
Where he just went, you gotta touch those walls.
Well, my favorite awkward moment from her is when she touched the wall and started going, eh, and like was shaking like a fucking leaf.
That's quite funny that we have the same. Also, I probably misheard it, but Kershaw also touched the wall and was like, what is this? And he was like, it's lime dust. Would you just fuck a few limes at the wall? And now you're like, no, that's the dust. We need that residue.
And isn't it called zest?
Wow, yeah, it is. And it's like, wow, amazing, zesty. God, they're so embarrassing.
Yeah, Chriselle kept saying stuff like, wow, what a perfect pairing you guys are. Just like mezcal and empanadas.
Winking, like, y'all should fuck. Just say it.
She was trying to be subtle, but was...
She's not subtle.
Not.
No.
Unlike Nigella, she doesn't put the B in subtle.
Oh, that's good. Or Nigella. The B in microwave.
We move on, we're back in the office.
Yeah. Big information coming. Davina has another listing from Mean Man Adnan.
Oh, and it's the leasing. We spoke about it last week.
I know, but this is when everyone else finds out. And they're all like, is that a good idea? And she's like, yeah, totally. It's not.
We'll see. She's not got much else going on at the moment, so...
No, she really doesn't.
She'll take what she's given and she'll be happy.
Yeah, well, she'll buy a few more vanilla cupcakes if this all goes well.
Vanilla cupcakes for everyone.
Like a six pack. I'm taking two.
We also see that Mary has a desk up front now.
Yeah.
With the boys.
A three. So there's now three at the door. And mm-hmm. You know what? It looks well.
It does.
It's nice.
Really brings the feng shui of the place together.
Yeah, which is chaotic. Chriselle has been downgraded to an iPad. I don't know if you noticed that.
I didn't see.
Everyone else had a whole laptop. She had one of those iPad covers that also has a keyboard. What happened there? She dropped it under one of Jason's mom's deadlifts.
What else?
Maple is sold.
Oh, yeah. Chriselle sold Maple.
Yes, let's hear it for Maple.
Brett is happy.
Woo!
Even though him and Chriselle had a bit of a tense time getting it done.
Yeah.
At one point, Davina's like, he does. Yeah, he does. It's business. We're not friends. Yeah. Like, that was her, like, quoting Brett.
What a good quote. Oh, she's got him. She got him there. Christina and Chelsea coming in.
Oh yeah, we got a weird like arrival of them both.
You know the way usually I'm like, they walk in looking like something. I couldn't even think of anything. They just looked weird.
Look like Balenciaga Power Rangers.
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
I don't know. There was a lot going on.
But they were like, they were matching.
Yeah, though,
in the way they were.
Everything
matching.
About this scene seemed fake. Every single moment of it seemed fake.
Everything ever in the episode.
Well, yes, but especially this.
Yeah.
And as we know, so there's moments of this that seem fake, and we'll come to another definitely fake moment very soon.
Mm-hmm.
So Chelsea arrives. She's like, I got an offer for Jason. And I think we'll all remember Jason said if she brought an offer for this particular house, I'm not going to tell you which one because there's too many and I don't remember things.
Franklin.
Thank you, Kira.
That's okay.
We're podcasters.
I listen.
She brought an offer on Franklin.
Yes.
And Jason said if she had an offer, she gets a fucking desk in the O group.
And funnily enough, didn't they get in a new desk on the very day so Mary had one?
Yeah.
Funny that.
There's a bit of an awkward like back and forth where she's like, it's this, it's a great offer, it's over, it's all cash. And this was from your man, the like wolf with an E with who sells shoes.
Wolfie. You could tell he meant business.
Yeah. With that t-shirt.
He's got all that shoe money.
He's wearing his business t-shirt.
Yeah.
Vanessa's like, oh well, I'm out, almost like immediately. And then Heather was like, I'll make a call,
and she did it on loudspeaker in the middle of a busy office because they're the best people to work with.
Yeah.
I felt bad for Vanessa. I thought she should have had a little win. Like, when has she had one? Not yet.
No.
When our hearts, though. Love you, V.
Jason steps outside to make a call to his client.
Or did he?
I don't know, did he?
No, because the fucking camera was on his phone. You could see a little snippet and it was the camera. Oh.
Yeah, like...
Continuity!
If you're trying to fool us, don't play us for a fool.
Don't play us for fiddles.
Just...
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, again, Shame on you.
Your camera's on view.
Fool me thrice. You know what to do. Let's go.
In case you're not aware, we're losing our minds.
Yeah, it's been a long day.
But what's, like, they're making a show. Be professional.
Because they would have seen this when they were filming it. And they would have seen it when they were editing it. So on two counts, they're like, fuck it, throw it in. Do they not know we're watching for anything we can fucking chew on?
The other like possibility is they did it on purpose and they were like, we don't care. This will be funny. People will talk about it.
Oh my God, they've played us for fiddles.
can't fool a fooler.
No, can't kid a kidder. But you can...
Not force it to drink.
Schmooze a schmoozer. You can lead a fool to water. You can't get a horse to pee on it. Thank you. So, long story short, Chelsea Lelsey's joining the O group. Shocker.
She's in. We have called it.
Maya said, good luck. You're going to need that.
Yeah, she did. And everyone went, Mary then is in her confessional chair saying, someone's got to go. And who's not pulling their weight? And then we get a shot of Vanessa. We get a shot of Heather. We get a shot of Edwina.
Like, you get a shot of the dog.
You're out.
Yeah. I ain't doing shit. They're like, you're cute though, so you're sane.
Maya, then we get it. Like, that seemed like the perfect ending, but then.
But it kept fucking going.
Yeah, it did. Maya's at a listing that we saw in a previous series that her and Brett took together, and they like built the house together.
House was beautiful, whatever, we know.
Huge.
Yeah.
This is a big fucking house.
There was also, for me, the main selling point of the house was that one of the children's room had a bed that looks like a car.
Do you think that comes with the house?
Yes!
One of them had a bed or like some sort of thing that was like a princess fort.
Yeah.
Do you think that comes with the house?
Absolutely.
It's got it all.
Oh, the lives we could have led.
And they're like, one of the kids is like, the roof is like cushions. Someday that little girl's going to grow up to be whatever the people in this show do.
An interior designer.
What's the name of what they do?
Realtors.
She's going to be a realtor.
An estate agent.
It shows how much attention I pay, but I can't even remember what their jobs are of this show that I've been recapping for almost two podcast series now.
It's none of our business. Maya put in a real heavy sell and just said, I can see you living in this house. Really good sell. If you're on the fence, you're like, well, babe, she said she'd see us living here. So like, what are we going to disappoint Maya?
And is she going to stand outside binoculars and actually see them? And be like, I see you.
I told you I could see you. Smile.
Then she starts saying like, talking about slowing down a bit. How selling this house would be closure. Is Maya the one leaving? Is it going to be like a... like, I'm leaving because I've decided to leave, rather than Mary being like, listen, Davina, you're shit at your job. Goodbye.
Yeah. She seems like the most likely one out of everyone that would leave, like, of her own volition. Also, she doesn't really need it. She has so many kids coming out of her at all times. She's busy. She's busy, busy, busy. It felt like she was soft announcing her exit. And then they did this weird montage where she was standing looking out at the sea, like, wistfully.
Yeah.
And then they, like, faded one clip into another, and it just really looked like she was going to jump into the sea like a dolphin and just sort of pop in and out.
Well, back to Miami.
And just be like, whoosh, whoosh.
Anyway, we end with Mary and Chriselle. They're eating like a charcuterie board.
Yeah, it wasn't a great collection of food, actually.
There was leaves on it.
Yeah, eucalyptus. Like, just give me a marshmallow and some warm melted chocolate. That's me, like, God.
And then Mary tells Chriselle that Christine is talking about her for a change and says that she's only getting listening because she's fucking the boss.
I really liked when Chriselle was talking about Christine. She was just getting more annoyed with her. And then she just said, oh, just sit down and eat your lunch. And I just thought, that's a great put down. And I'm stealing it and I'm using it for her. I said, sit down and eat your lunch.
It is very good.
Christine needs to sit down and eat a fucking lunch.
She does. There isn't a pick on her.
Well, not in that way, but I mean, like, just, it's just like, sit down and put in a leave-in conditioner. Like, it's just...
yeah. Chriselle's not having it. And then Mary's like, it's her last chance. But how many last chances does this girl get?
Too many. For her own good.
And that's the episode, my friends.
Yeah, that was it. It was house heavy, as we said.
Very house heavy.
A sliver of drama.
And not as exciting as last week.
No, I didn't love it, to be honest. I was a bit bored.
I think Davina's more fun when she's not trying to, like, defend herself from bitchiness from Christine.
Yeah.
Like, she's better when she's sort of bumbling around.
I want her in unfamiliar environments.
Yes.
Kind of like a cupcake shop, but not with Christine because her guard is up. Like, I want her in, like, a ball pit with Vanessa.
Yeah, I want her in an aquarium.
Whoa, fancy. Is that Brooklyn Beckham?
Am I underwater? Why can I breathe?
Whoa, fancy. I just want her in a show called Fancy or Not Fancy. Just a load of celebrities. All right. Do you love it?
No.
Yeah.
It was fine.
It was absolutely fine. No more, no less. It's done.
It was short.
Three more now to go.
We're almost done. Thanks for staying with us.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
Do three more and then the reunion, or is it
three, then your reunion, so forth.
So excited for the reunion.
Me too.
No spoilers, please.
We know one spoiler.
We do. That's all we're going to say on that.
My lips are sealed. They're closing. I don't know. I'm so the same. All right.
Well, thanks for listening again.
Thanks. Love you.
We'll talk to you whenever we get around to the next episode.
Yeah. And listen, mind yourself. You've been a bit off the rails lately now. We're all saying, let's just take it easy and drink more water. And sit down and eat your lunch.
Bye.
Bye.